Welcome to Bread Time, everybody. My name is Gabriel Valdivia.
And this is Charlie Deed.
Today, we're going to talk about a subject that Charlie has no idea what it is, and it is fame. Twitter puts a lot of emphasis on followers and the reach you can have. And some people put a lot of weight into that. If you meet someone, you go to their Twitter and you see that they have 60,000 followers, that tells you something. That generates a reaction. Today, I'd like to explore what does it tell you and like how important is that? Or is there any value in that at all? When I think of follower accounts specifically, vanity comes to mind, right? Like this dirty feeling of like basically prostituting yourself for a like, for some sort of sense of validation or acknowledgement. To me, it's a pretty dirty image. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Sounds like Christian guilt.
Fair enough. Okay. So I guess one thing that I do appreciate is an audience to have an interaction with. The larger that audience, the higher the likelihood of that interaction, of that conversation to spark. So I do appreciate that about followers and developing a following. But I'm curious what your take is on that. Like what is your approach to developing a following, if any? And do you think it is something worth chasing?
Yes, I do think it is worth chasing. I started this year with, I don't do like a New Year's resolution, but this year when the year kicked in, I was like, I am going to put myself out into the world more. Obviously, I'm on a podcast now.
But why? So let's start there. Why was that a resolution for you?
The deep, dark part of the resolution is it is a fear, and I fear being judged and I fear making mistakes. So by doing this, it confronts that fear. I think there's the psychology of it is the most important part of it to me. But secondarily, like it is a good thing. Like if more people know of you and you like have something to share, more people will see it. I think it's pretty simple. I don't think it's very dirty at all.
Okay, let's make it dirty. What would you do for a following?
Well, I guess I'll tell you exactly what I do for a following.
Okay.
In the past, I would literally only tweet when I had like a product announcement or something like that, right? Like it was 100% just like, I would only share things I was proud of, end of story. What I've had to do in my mind this year is I allow myself to make a mistake here or there. Like I will tweet when I have a thought, or I'll have like maybe an undeveloped idea that I want to do something with, but I don't want to do a lot with. So I make like a little tweet about it. And because of that, people react to those statements, which is difficult in some cases because I realize how unthought out my opinion is or how undeveloped it is. So I guess making myself uncomfortable is what I do. I guess what I, in generally, historically, I didn't like this part of Twitter. I didn't think that sharing thoughts that were undeveloped is very useful. And I'm maybe not sure that I still don't think that, but I will say there's been significant value out of having conversations. I've met people that I talk to more often because of it. I feel like I'm engaged in conversations that I normally would not partake in. So that's exactly what I would do. I would just want to participate in it, and voila.
Developing a following, although the word following and the number of followers still is dirty in my mind. It sounds dirty. It sounds almost like prostitution. Although that is still, I still hold it in that spot. I very much appreciate the dialogue that happens when it happens. And the idea that you can reach a number of people and get their perspectives on, you know, usually perspectives that are different from yours. Maybe not usually, but sometimes. And that's what I appreciate the most. Like, to be honest, the likes as a mechanic, I think is pretty awful. Like as a social mechanic, I don't appreciate likes or reactions or anything like that to provide any sort of value for me, actually. Like I actually find them kind of annoying. But what I do like is comments or replies or really anything that furthers the conversation. And I think a following or an audience or a number of people is just a broader net on which to bounce your ideas.
let's talk about what people can do when they want to get a few more followers in the beginning and not lose any integrity.
That's rough. Okay, I have actually one thing I recommend to do is every time you see yourself browsing a feed, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, like I make a point to engage at least once during the session. So it's very easy for me to look at a feed and just lurk, right? Not actually engage, but consume. But I found that, especially on public platform like Twitter, if you take the step and actually engage with someone, that more often than not leads to a conversation that I find way more valuable than just browsing through a feed. And especially within the design industry, if you're a designer and you want to start developing a conversation or a rapport with people you admire or people in the industry, I would just start replying to people, start sharing your take on whatever they're saying. I think it takes a lot, at least it did for me at the beginning, to think of myself like worthy to interact with people that I respected and say, whoa, this is what I think. But I think a lot of the times that's what they want. They want to get your take, however experienced you are in the subject.
I think that's one major change Twitter made, which made me feel more comfortable, which is like, if you were to go out of your way and go to my like Twitter profile, it only shows sort of like my broadcast tweets at the top level, and you have to like dig in to see all the replies and stuff. I think it makes it more comfortable to generally just reply to people and have conversations in that public forum. I think probably I would have a similar amount of advice or a similar type of advice, which is like, the more you engage, the more it works. And here's what I think I would say mostly, which is like, one, it takes like a really long time, I think, to like, it's like a slow process, right? Like, you can't just like wake up one day and like be like, I'm gonna get a ton of followers, and then like, it's gonna make my, like, I'm gonna make great tweets and everyone's gonna love them. Like, basically that's like a no-go scenario. I don't know how people do it still, like, who get like a very large following. It seems pretty mysterious still. I think like public speaking is maybe the number one way I see people amass large audiences, because when people do like talk at conferences and stuff like that, it seems like those people tend to have a lot of followers. I guess I don't know if that's associated or more like a correlation of stuff, but I noticed that a lot.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think that many people use a public platform to develop a public persona or a quote unquote personal brand, and that sometimes clicks with people in a way that amasses a lot of followers. I would stray away from that. I mean, I try to stray away from that. I don't think there is much value or need in crafting a online persona that is different from your persona. So I would stray away from creating a personality for a platform. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you act fake, like, you'll get fake followers, right? It's just like it's not going to help anything. Like, if you're not acting authentically on the platform, you're not doing anything worthwhile for yourself or anyone else.
I want to go back to this idea of the follow count and what reaction that kind of elicits on people. Because, like, you know, if I see someone, like, it's something that I try to fight, but I can't. Like, I see someone with a large number of followers, it viscerally has a reaction to me, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a person that I'm supposed to know, or I am supposed to like respect, even though I haven't heard anything they've ever said or haven't seen anything they've ever done. The fact that they have like 3 million followers or whatever, like, I'm like, oh, okay, shit, like, that means that to me, that means that they found some sort of way to provide value, right? So that, you know, a large number of people have subscribed to them. So that to me, like, kind of creates some sort of superficial respect towards that person, but it is respect nonetheless. I'm curious if you have the same situation.
It's not respect. You're just giving them extra attention because you think there's a reason to give them attention. It's like, it's very primal, right? Like, if you're like, everyone's paying attention to that thing, like, I should be paying attention to it as well. It's pretty simple.
Okay, so if we decide that follow counts have some sort of value, I mean, do we agree with that? Like, there is implicit value in having a large number, like a large audience. There's value in that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you somehow, there's two types of values to it, the real value and then this like superficial value, which is actually real value as well. Let's say you have a large follower account. That means when people look at you, they're going to say, huh, like exactly what you just said. Like, why is this person interesting? Maybe they will decide that you are not interesting, or maybe they will decide you are interesting, but it probably helps prompt that decision-making process. End of story.
Totally. Yeah.
Number two is what we were saying earlier, which is like, if you have more people to share stuff with, you'll have more conversations. You'll have more people who are putting their eyes on whatever you want to share into the world. It's kind of gross to like think about acquiring more followers, but I don't think you should think about it that way. I think you should think about it as like, hopefully you're doing stuff that's valuable. Hopefully people will find that important, and hopefully that will just happen pretty naturally. And I think also participating in conversations just as yourself in an authentic way will probably warrant you more people who like are interested in you, which makes that number grow slowly.
That this follower account, the fact that it is gross, like it seems gross, or it makes us feel gross, like that really resonates with me, and then I feel gross just talking about it right now. So I want to like stay on it for a little longer.
I agree. This is getting nasty. I started out really uncomfortable, and now I've gotten past it.
So like, okay, so where are the boundaries here, right? So we've decided that there is at least two types of value in having a large follower account. So like, how far can we push this? Should we put the follower account in our resumes? Like, should we mention it when we talk to people? To me, that's almost like an immediate no. If there is value, like, should we treat it, alongside other things that we consider valuable, like accomplishments that you make, you know, let's say you work on a product that you're proud of, you put that on your resume, you're like, I made this, respect me.
Not, right? Like, you don't, there's nothing to talk about, right? Like, if you say, I have a large amount of followers, that means nothing still, right? Like, and it's even more clear in that moment where it's like celebrated at all, that it is a valueless thing.
Hang on though. Like, people say, like, when you meet people, like when you meet a stranger, you try to develop an opinion of that person. And one of the things you ask is like, what do you do? And where do you work? And as they, you know, come up with answers for those questions, you start to come up with like an idea of what you think about that person. Like, why can't follower counts be one of the inputs into you deciding, you know, what you think about a person?
They are. It's just not a real world input, right? It's not like part of my personality or part of knowing me or talking to me or anything like that. It's something you can go Google and find out.
Well, theoretically, you can go Google where I work too. And we just established that we like try to approach this as being authentic and really showing your own persona. So theoretically, people are interacting with you, and it is a real input that people have with your personality. So like, if that's the case, why do we still feel gross to say I have X amount of followers?
Because it is gross. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's the exact same thing as saying I have X amount of dollars, right? It's like, there's just some things that you don't discuss in that way. If you do have successes, you don't discuss them in that way, because not everyone has that. And it'd be like pretty screwed up to rub that in someone else's face who might want that.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good analogy. Although people do show that like tangentially, right? Like, they buy a nice car to portray that they have a lot of money.
Well, people have a verified badge as well.
Interesting.
When you see that someone is extremely good at internet, and they're extremely good at engaging people, and they're extremely good at like seemingly growing their personal brand, those are the moments where you feel the most gross, because you're like, well, I don't want to be part of that, and I don't want that to be me either, right?
Yeah, but I guess I'm asking like, why? Like, it seems like an obvious thing.
Because you've lost, like, it's inauthentic, right? Like, people who are like, I'm a designer, but like their primary goal is to like have internet fame. It's like, well, I think you're probably like internet famous and then like you're on the platform of designer. I think that's like more authentically it. Like YouTube stars are kind of like this, right? Like it's maybe like the vloggers particularly, like they have to come up with something every single day to like entertain people with, right? And sometimes it feels kind of gross because it's like, yo, like nothing's going on with you. You're showing me like the battery charger for your phone. I don't care, right? But like they are making their life into something interesting so they can continue to get that attention.
But couldn't we apply the same logic that like what they're trying to do is gain a following to have conversations with their audience and theoretically grow their opinions and become better people?
I agree. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. So a few questions for you, audience. Number one, how many followers do you have?
Yeah, before you talk to us.
Number two, do you care about that number? And number three, what do you
find us despicable?
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know. We have a Twitter
which you can follow us on.
Which it has an alarmingly low number of followers, by the way.
I disagree. For a podcast, I think of our size, it is quite high.
That Twitter is BrettTimeFM. You can reach us out there. If you send us a DM, we can add you to our Slack channel where there are no follower accounts, but we do have conversations. And we have a website as well, which has nothing to do with followings, but it has all of our episodes, and you can listen to everything we've ever said there, which is BrettTime.fm.
You know, the whole problem is that it's called followers. Like, it's such a negative term, right? Like, it has such like a power structure to it. I think that's like the most disturbing part of it.
My name is Gabriel Valdivia,
and this is Charlie Dietz.